Ever notice those little dings and dents you see on airplanes? They're kind of like a scratch on your car.
Right.
You probably don't think much of them.
Yeah.
But get this. Today, we're going deep on those imperfections and why they're a way bigger deal than you'd think.
Definitely.
We've got some really cool pieces from Aviation Maintenance Magazine about this.
Cool.
And trust me, the world of aircraft dents is a lot more interesting than it sounds.
Yeah, it really is. What's fascinating is how something so small can have such a huge impact on, safety and performance,
Right.
and even like the economics of aviation.
Yeah.
It really shows how important it is to pay attention to detail in this industry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into it. What's the big deal with these dents? Why are they more than just an eyesore?
So you can think of an airplane surface like a perfectly smooth racetrack for air to flow over.
Okay.
A dent is like throwing a pebble on that track,
Yeah.
It disrupts the airflow, creates drag, and makes the plane work harder to stay airborne.
So, like a tiny speed bump for the air.
Exactly. And that extra drag means the plane burns more fuel,
Oh, okay.
which is not good for airlines that are already struggling with fuel costs.
Right.
We're talking about potentially millions of dollars in extra fuel burned every year just because of dents.
Wow.
But it's not just about fuel efficiency.
Okay, there's more. This is interesting.
Dents can actually weaken the structure of the aircraft.
Really?
Yeah, they act as these stress points that can lead to fatigue cracks and even corrosion over time. It's like a small crack in a dam.
Right.
Might seem small at first, but it can eventually cause a major failure.
Wow.
And of course, there are strict safety regulations that airlines have to follow, and dents can often mean they don't meet those regulations.
I had no idea those little dings could cause so much trouble. The article mentions all sorts of ways these dents happen,
Oh, yeah.
like hailstorms and birds hitting the plane,
Oh, right.
even those pushback vehicles accidentally bumping into it.
Yeah, it's a real challenge for the industry. How to quickly and accurately find these dents, especially on something as massive as an airplane.
Right.
And this is where we meet Leonard Buck.
Okay.
He's a real leader in this field.
Wait.
The marketing and business development manager at a company called Aittree.
Treat.
They specialize in, you guessed it, dent detection technology.
Leonard Buck, got it. What does he have to say about all of this?
Well, he really emphasizes that every dent, no matter how small, needs to be carefully looked at.
Okay.
He actually says, and this is a quote, "Dents are safety critical since they influence the structural integrity of the aircraft. Any dent has to be assessed prior to continuing aircraft operations."
That sounds serious. So how do they even find all these dents, especially the tiny ones?
Right.
I mean, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack with how big these planes are.
Yeah, well, traditionally mechanics have used visual inspections,
Okay.
relying on things like rulers, flashlights, and depth gauges.
That sounds pretty old school.
It is. It is quite literally old school, and as Buck points out, it's really time-consuming and prone to human error.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He even says that you get 10 results if 10 people measure the same dent.
Sure.
Clearly, not the most precise or efficient way to ensure the safety of an aircraft.
Definitely not. So what's the solution then? Is there like a magic wand for finding dents?
Well, maybe not a magic wand,
Okay.
but technology is definitely stepping in to help. The article talks about 3D scanners becoming more and more common in aircraft maintenance.
3D scanners, huh? That sounds a bit more high tech than a ruler and a flashlight.
Definitely. But even 3D scanners have their limitations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they often require specialized training to operate,
Okay.
and the data they collect needs to be processed and analyzed, which takes time.
Right.
It's not exactly a quick and easy solution on a busy tarmac.
So what's the next step? What's even more advanced than 3D scanners?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. We're getting into one-click solutions and augmented reality.
Oh, wow.
These tools are designed to be, more user-friendly
Yeah.
for mechanics and engineers on the ground,
Yeah.
allowing them to map dents in 3D
Uh-huh.
with crazy accuracy.
Wow.
Some even project the dent's dimensions
Really?
right onto the surface of the aircraft using AR.
Hold on. AR for dent detection.
Yep.
That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
I'm picturing like mechanics walking around with those fancy goggles,
Yeah.
seeing holographic dents just floating in the air.
It's not far off.
Wow.
It's a perfect example of how technology is like revolutionizing even the most traditional industries.
Absolutely.
And Leonard Buck's company, Aittree, they're really leading the way with their dent cheek tool.
So what makes DentCheck so special? What can it do that these other methods can't?
Well, besides the whole AR thing,
Right.
which, you know, Buck calls a giant leap for the industry,
Okay.
DentChick tackles one of the biggest challenges in dent detection.
Okay, what's that?
Complex geometries.
Complex geometries.
Imagine trying to, like, accurately measure a dent on the curve of a wing or around a door frame
Oh, right.
with just a ruler and a flashlight.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's almost impossible to get a good measurement on these curved surfaces using those old methods.
Right.
But DentCheck, it can handle those tricky areas with ease,
Wow.
providing accurate 3D data in just a couple of clicks.
That's pretty impressive. But is that it?
What do you mean?
Is that like the peak of dent detection technology?
Mm.
Or are there even more advancements coming?
Oh, we're just getting started. What if I told you that AI and drones are also entering the world of aircraft maintenance?
Okay, now you're talking AI finding dents on planes. That's next level stuff. How does that even work? Are we teaching robots to be mechanics?
Not quite.
Okay.
It's a form of machine learning, though.
Right.
They're using something called computer vision.
Computer vision.
It essentially teaches computers to, you know, see and interpret images.
Okay.
Just like humans do.
So they can look at a picture and tell if there's a dent or not.
Exactly. They feed the AI tons of data.
Like what?
Images of aircraft with and without dents.
Okay.
Different types of dents, different lighting conditions, you name it.
Got it.
And the system learns to recognize patterns.
So it gets smarter over time.
Yeah. Eventually, it becomes really good at identifying dents.
Huh.
Even tiny ones that a person might miss.
That's cool. So it's like having a million little inspectors all scanning the plane at once.
That's a great way to put it.
Wow.
The article talks about this case study with a logistics company.
Yeah.
They implemented an AI-powered dent detection system.
Right.
They were able to find 27% more dents than they could with manual inspections.
All right.
And get this, the whole process was 50% faster.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
I can see why companies would want to use this. Faster inspections.
Yeah.
Less downtime for the aircraft.
Exactly.
Means more flights.
Yep.
And ultimately, more money for the airline.
That's right. And on top of that, they're finding more dents,
right,
which means they're catching potential problems earlier on.
Yeah, which is obviously super important for safety.
Exactly. It's a win-win. More efficiency and improved safety.
So AI is great at finding these dents, but what about the human element? Are we going to see a future where robots are the only ones inspecting our planes?
It's a good question, but it's important to remember that AI is a tool.
Okay.
Not a replacement for people.
Right.
As advanced as these systems are, they still need human oversight.
Yeah, that makes sense. You wouldn't want to get on a plane that had only been inspected by a computer.
Exactly.
No matter how smart it is.
Right. AI can assist, accelerate, and improve accuracy.
Huh?
But in the end, a trained human eye is still crucial for making those final safety decisions.
I agree. But there's another piece of technology that's shaking up the world of aircraft maintenance that we haven't even talked about.
Oh, what's that?
Don't tell me laser beams. Teleportation.
Not quite, but almost as cool. We're talking about drones.
Drones. Okay, I've seen those videos of drones delivering packages and taking really cool aerial photos.
Mm.
But how are they being used in aircraft maintenance?
So for one thing, they can capture really high-resolution images of the entire aircraft.
Okay.
Much faster and more cost-effectively than traditional methods.
So instead of having a team of mechanics looking over every inch of the plane,
right,
you send up a drone.
Exactly. Imagine that. It saves so much time.
Yeah. I bet those drone images are great for training those AI systems we were just talking about, right?
Absolutely. The more data you give those AI models, the better they get at identifying dents.
Right.
Even in those hard-to-reach spots.
Makes sense. And it's not just about training, right?
Nope.
Drones can actually be used for inspections themselves.
That's right.
So they take pictures.
Uh-huh.
And then those pictures are analyzed either by people or by AI.
Yeah.
Providing a complete view of the aircraft's condition.
Precisely. It's like having a team of tiny inspectors.
Right.
Buzzing around the plane, taking pictures of every little nook and cranny.
And doing it all on their own.
Yeah.
That's wild. It's like a perfect blend of cutting-edge technology and human expertise.
It really is. And, you know, Leonard Buck, who we mentioned earlier, seems pretty excited about the potential of drones in this field. He even says that the first dent mapping drones are already being delivered to customers.
Wow, that's incredible. It sounds like we're moving towards a future where inspections are faster, more thorough, and ultimately safer. All thanks to this amazing technology.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really shows human ingenuity and our constant push for safer and more efficient skies.
Yeah.
But it also brings up some interesting questions about the future of aircraft maintenance. With AI and drones becoming so important, what does it mean for, you know, the human mechanics and engineers?
Right.
The people who have always been responsible for aircraft maintenance.
Yeah.
Are their jobs at risk?
That's a great question, and I'm sure it's on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to remember that technology rarely replaces human skill and expertise completely.
Right.
It's more about evolution and adaptation.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
We still have pilots on airplanes.
Right.
Even though we have the tech for autonomous flight.
Exactly.
It's about, you know, finding that right balance.
Yeah.
Using tech to enhance what humans can do.
Right.
And to create a safer, more efficient system overall.
So instead of replacing humans, these advancements are more about giving them better tools.
Yes.
And more information to make smarter decisions.
Precisely. And it's not just about the mechanics and engineers either.
Right.
Think about what this means for passenger safety.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Imagine a future where inspections are so thorough and so efficient that they catch even the tiniest flaws.
Wow.
Before they become a problem.
That's reassuring, especially for someone like me who, you know, gets a little nervous about flying. But seriously, it's amazing to see how far we've come in terms of aircraft safety.
It really is.
And it sounds like these new technologies are going to take things to a whole new level.
Absolutely. It's a really exciting time to be following the world of aviation.
I agree.
With AI, drones, and all these other cutting-edge technologies, you know, rapidly changing things. Mm. The future of air travel looks brighter than ever.
So, to wrap things up, what's the key takeaway for our listeners today?
Okay.
What should they be thinking about the next time they see a plane with a few dings and dents?
I think the main takeaway is that those seemingly small imperfections are not so small after all.
Right.
They can really affect the safety and performance of an aircraft.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a ton of innovation happening to tackle this.
Yeah.
From high-tech tools to AI-powered systems.
Right.
And even drones.
It's a fascinating world that most people don't even know exists.
Yeah.
But it's so crucial for keeping us safe when we fly.
Yep.
So next time you're boarding a flight and see a little dent on the wing.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes.
Exactly.
There's a whole team of people.
Right.
Armed with all this amazing technology. Mm-hmm. Working hard to make sure you get where you're going safely.
Well said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the surprisingly complex world of aircraft dents.
Great episode.
We've learned that they're more than just cosmetic issues.
Mm-hmm.
They can really impact safety and performance.
Right.
And thankfully, there are brilliant people and incredible technologies out there keeping those planes flying high.
A testament to human ingenuity.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep looking up.
Peace, Ija.
And remember, even the smallest details can make all the difference when it comes to air travel.